This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, no Wayne Allen Root.
One more day. I know you're jonesing for Wayne Allen Root, but he will be back tomorrow. Going to do the full 3 hours tomorrow. Normally, as you know, I get the first hour on the USA Radio Network on Thursday, but Wayne will be in for the full three because he's jonesing for you, you're jonesing for him. It's one of those things, man. It's like that relationship. I know you miss him terribly, right? It's like, you know, you went off to camp, or he went off to camp, and you're his old girlfriend. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm getting way ahead of myself. Anyway, I'm always happy to be on with you guys on the USA Radio Network, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm not sure if I mentioned that. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I love to go back and forth with our great listeners across the entire country throughout the night, throughout the show. And we'll take as many phone calls as we possibly can fit in. We do have a number of actual interviews. We're going to have Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation breaking down last night's debate. Dr. Anthony Alessi, who has joined us just about every week. He's fantastic when he is with us. We've got someone from the Trump campaign joining us at the bottom of the second hour, which should be interesting. And then Naomi Schaefer Riley from the Independent Women's Forum will join us in the third hour, right after the bottom of the hour. So that should be interesting. And, of course, we're going to do kind of the same thing as best we can. We did last night. We had a little fun as the debate was going on. We were able to play some of that and talk about some of the things that were being said. And I will get to a little bit of a breakdown as I got a chance to actually sit back and really listen and look at some of the things that were said last night. I really kind of let it sink in particular, some of the things that Elizabeth Warren had said, and I'll get to that in just a second. But I just want to share, you know, a quick story with you guys. So whenever I fill in for Wayne Root, I have a morning show. When it's over, I have a couple other things to do. Then I go home, and normally I'm home, and I will walk the dog and maybe have a sandwich or something and put myself in front of a television for 10-15 minutes, maybe take a nap, and then get up and sort of get ready to go and come back here. And I got to drive about a half hour or so to get back here before the start of the show, and usually I get here about an hour before it starts. So anyway, not that that makes much of a difference, but the drive does kind of make a difference. So I drive. There's a couple different ways you can get back to the home studio here for Full Power Radio in the middle of Connecticut to broadcast out across the country. So I get back, and coming back into the studio, or to the studio, a lot of times I have to go through some neighborhoods that aren't necessarily all that fantastic, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So today I was stopped at a stoplight waiting for that thing to change, and again, a bad part of town. And two men were walking across the crosswalk, if you will, and they had matty, ratty hair, shirtless, dirty, right? Dirty. Jeans literally down, halfway down the thighs. And one guy had what looked like no underpants, so half of his rear end was showing. The other had the underpants, and the whole thing is out there. You can see everything, blah, blah, blah. And they're actually carrying windows down because it's hot as heck here in Connecticut. And they're blasting music, just blasting it out as they're crossing the street. Now, the light turns green, and I'm first in line. And they're purposely sort of taking their time to cross the street, just one slow step after another. Just, it's a test. They're testing me out. Now, as I've gotten older, I'm less inclined to act on these kinds of things. When I was young, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, something like this would have caused, would have caused an incident of sorts in some kind of cases. But I trying to be more level-headed. I'm cooler. I'm a little older. So I just sit and I let these men do what they think is what they want to do, right? So they slowly basically walk across the street up onto the curb and off their merry way to do whatever it is that they want to do. I mean, these are the lowest level pieces of garbage probably that God has ever created, doing, I'm sure, nothing all day. Zero, yet somehow they find, I'm sure, enough money for cell phones and this music player, and I'm sure they're drinking beer or whatever it is that they're doing to get them through the day. Now, I started to think about this as I finished the drive in, because I had another 10 minutes or so to get here, and I'm thinking, should I tell a story on the air? Because it's an interesting story. It's one with some twists and turns, and like I said, I didn't get out. I have gotten out in the past, not in that kind of exact situation, but there have been instances in the past where that wouldn't have flown with me. But you know what? Okay, whatever. So I started to think, okay, if I tell this story, what kind of visual can I create for everybody? Right, here I am in my beaten down old truck, right, sitting at the light, and two less than desirables. You know, they're not big men. They're just dirty looking, disgusting human. They probably would have toppled over if somebody just breathed on them, right? They seem like they probably were intoxicated in the whole 9 yards. Okay, so should I tell the story? Should I not tell the story? So I decided to tell the story. And I'm thinking about this in my head as I'm driving here. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tell the story. And then I'm going to ask everybody, what kind of visual do they have of this? What are they thinking about? Like, what's going through their head? And have you created the picture in your mind of what's happened to me? See, somebody who's a halfway decent conveyor, if you will, or a storyteller, will create a story, and you can follow along, and there's some interest in it, and you use your imagination, and you get from point A to point B with me. So you see me in the car, I'm starting to get a little riled up, and you see these jokers stumbling and bumbling and taking their time across the crosswalk with the music and the dirty hair and the pants around the ankles. And then I thought to myself, well, I wonder if I don't mention their ethnicity or their race, what you pictured. Now, the guys were white. They were moonshine drinking, jobless, toothless hillbillies who probably stumbled across the street laughing because they made a couple of cars wait an extra 30 seconds to get up on their front porch and, I don't know, throw rocks at squirrels. That's my guess. But I just thought it was interesting because I said to myself, well, I wonder if I tell that story, how many people will actually look at it in a different way. Now, I'm not judging. It doesn't mean anything one way or another how you saw it in your mind. I mean, it doesn't make you less or more of a person if you saw it a certain way. It's just there are things that happen, I think, in our everyday life, like things that we do, and then there are things that happen that are sort of the communication gap is dropped or lags, and things are reported by local news agencies or radio or even newspaper or television, and they spin it or you see it or they twist it. Now, I could have changed it a million different ways and made it even easier for you to come to your own conclusion if I wanted to really sort of spice it up, but I decided to keep it very generic. And the story is 100% true. But I could have added different things. I could have added, I could have said it was rap music, or I could have said it was, I could have did a number of different things, but I didn't, because none of that would have been true. But the case in point is that some people, we all create our own scenario in our head when we get reports or we get a story or we get anything. Now, I think what happens with the mass media, when you get to this, the drive-by media, as they like to call it, the ones that are on Fox and CNN and MSNBC, and they spin stories as they see fit. So the point I'm trying to make is, so, and we'll get to the debate last night, but the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, you can have a story about a police officer shooting someone in a traffic stop, or you could have a story about somebody shooting up a garlic festival, and it can be twisted a certain way. Every single story that you hear every day has some kind of bias behind it. And it may be purposely in some cases, it may be accidentally in some cases, but because somebody is either writing it, telling it, describing it, they usually have a bias. Even the best of the best newspaper reporters, I mean, they will use certain words probably in their subconscious that makes it appear a certain way, when maybe it's not. And that's, maybe it's not even their fault. Maybe they're not doing it on purpose. But when you get to the level of a CNN or an MSNBC and the way they deliver their news, it's always biased. And you can say the same thing about Fox News. They're always biased a certain way. So, I don't know. I just figured that would maybe open your eyes a little bit. If it opened your eyes at all, maybe not. But the news is always slanted. It is. And we as consumers of news, which I am, I'm a consumer of news, as well as you, we have to do a better job breaking it down. And you can look at the debate last night, and some websites say this, and some websites say that, and some people do this, and some people do that. But we have to be smarter consumers of the news, I guess is what I was trying to say in the opening segment. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. It's the last day of July. Ah, summer's almost over. This is terrible. All right, it's Raw and Unfiltered. This is the USA Radio Network.
Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event at Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Patio furniture cushions may be waterproof, but that doesn't mean they don't get dirty. By properly cleaning and maintaining your outdoor patio furniture cushions, your outdoor oasis will be that much more inviting. Sponge or scrub a mild soapy mixture into the cushion, letting them soak for about 15 minutes. Rinse the suds with a garden hose and let air dry completely. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get free assembly and free delivery on our top grill brands and accessories, $3.99 and up, from our store right to your door. Don't miss the 4th of July sale, now through Monday, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show. The sponsor is AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guest hosts here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmpFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. That was Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back tomorrow night sitting in this big seat doing his thing after a couple of days off. You know, I got to say, you guys, I'm sure, all have seen, it's like almost every day there's a new Capital One hacker story out there, right? I mean, like every day you got a new company which has given up the goods, like our goods, our social security number, our information, and it's happening almost every single day. And it made me think about this the other day. So if this is actually going on, right, and we are getting hacked almost daily. And everybody seems to be in agreement, all the experts. If your information hasn't been compromised in some way, shape, or form, you're in the minority. Like, most of us have had some or almost all of our information ripped off. And it makes me think, is it because, I mean, are they have a bigger plan for us? Are they pushing us into, obviously they're pushing us into a cashless society, but are they pushing us into a society where we have the upgrades on security will have to be so advanced? In other words, just that three-digit code on the back of your credit card will not be enough. Your Social Security number will have to become, I think it's getting to the point where your Social Security number will become meaningless. In other words, everything you buy or every transaction that you make or every government funded situation, like if you're going to go get welfare, if you're going to go get food stamps, I can see the day where you actually have to, like, maybe get in front of a retina scan or something like that to get it all, right? And that would that be the same? It would go the same for your personal information. And would you be okay with that? Like, maybe the only way to buy a product online, let's say 20 years from now, after everybody's Social Security number has been ripped off, so the only way to get up, let's say you want to buy something on Amazon. Okay, so in your house or on every computer in the country will be some kind of device that will take a retina scan. So if you have your credit card number and you get a retina scan at the same time, bang, you get it out, you get your product. If you don't have that retina scan or something similar, thumbprint, whatever, you don't get it. Now, do you think that's insane? I don't. Because I think the way the world is now, everybody's personal information is compromised. And once you lose, like officially lose your Social Security number to the dark web or the web, your security's gone. It's done. I mean, forever, you have to sort of look over your shoulder where every single statement you get from a credit card company or every time something happens in a financial situation that is through the internet, you are now at you actually have to look and double look and look again to see whether or not it's all legit. And that will be for the rest of your life. Now, most people do that now anyway, but it sort of just adds to this whole equation. So I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm against that or for it. I don't like the idea of giving up, like, my genetic material. Like, all these folks, including me, I did this, who sent their genetic stuff to the ancestries.com of the world. You know, they got your DNA now, right? So is that the next step forward in cybersecurity? I have to think that it is. I really do. All right, we got to take a bottom of the hour break. So we have a whole segment to talk. If you guys want to weigh in, love to hear from you. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. What are you waiting for? Give us a call. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time since the start of the Great Recession in 2008, the Fed Reserve is cutting the federal interest rate by a quarter of a point in an effort to help stimulate growth and stave off a possible economic slowdown. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says this would be the first round of a limited number of possible rate cuts.
All of these objectives will support achievement of our overarching goal to sustain the expansion with a strong job market and inflation close to our objective.
And Wall Street's reaction to the Fed's announcement, the Dow lost 334 points. Lawmakers are taking another look at the FAA's role in regulating Boeing's 737 MAX airliners. FAA Acting Deputy Administrator Carl Burleson says airline oversight is never perfect.
FAA's employees are not complacent about their mission. They work every day to ensure the safety of the American traveling public.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, no Wayne Allen Root tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night right here, same bat time, same bat channel. My name is Lee Elsie. I can't thank you enough for sticking with us the entire night. And listen, keep listening to the USA Radio Network wherever you are, whether you're out there on the left coast in Vegas or California in the middle of the country somewhere like Minneapolis or even Dallas, way down in Dallas where the Cowboys are in all kinds of turmoil with what Elliott just does. Doesn't want to show up to practice or even out there on the East Coast in Long Island. Again, thank you very much for joining us throughout the entire night. I'll take a couple calls in just a second, but I want to remind you guys, while I've got your attention, the National Medical Records Review is your personal second opinion. You can call 800-254-8571. That's 800-254-8571. Their website is nationalmedicalreview.com. If you are confused and if you got yourself a diagnosis that you're unclear about, and you're finding it either hard, difficult, uncomfortable to go to your physician or your regular doctor, and you want to talk to somebody else, well, this is perfect. These guys are just fantastic at this, and they've got well over 20 years of experience. If you need surgery, non-surgery, if you need some kind of alternative medicine, and you're not, like I said, you're not really sure about the entire deal, call them up, 800-254-8571. Their staff is committed to helping you. There's a legacy of excellence. Again, they know you're feeling isolated. They get it. They understand it. This is a big, just big, brutal system that can be overwhelming, and they want to kind of walk you through it. So, again, if you've got questions, this is a great opportunity for you just to ask questions of someone who's actually listening, not like your doctor. I mean, maybe your doctor may be a great guy, but he might be going like 5 million miles an hour, and he doesn't have time necessarily in his office to answer some of the questions that you might have. So that's why you call National Medical Records Review, 800-254-8571, or go online, nationalmedicalreview.com, and check it out. There's no cost. There's no initial cost, so it's really no. There's no risk there. So give them a call or go on that website and check it out today. All right, let's go out to Long Island where Chet is waiting. Chet, good evening.
Hey Lee, throughout all the throughout last night's debate, the whole time the questions given, did you notice that Russian collusion wasn't brought up once?
I did actually. At least I didn't hear it. Yeah, I didn't hear it one time.
It didn't come up. But, you know, the thing that really struck me as kind of scary about the debate is how much they talked about racism, white nationalism,
right,
and pretty much painted all Trump supporters as that. One of the candidates up there, and I'm drawing a blank on her name, Amy Klobuchar,
mm-hmm,
said that she didn't believe that all Trump supporters were racist, and she got a little bit of some heckling from the crowd. But I heard Elizabeth Warren, Ruth Buzzi, saying stuff like economic racism, environmental racism. What the hell is that? What does that even mean?
Well, economic racism.
Do you have any answers for this stuff?
Yeah. Well, the economic racism, my assumption is that because of the color of your skin, Chet, and my skin, we have an economic advantage because we're white, so that we're launched forward in the economic chain. So it's easier for us to get a job. It's easier for us to put money in our pockets. I guess things cost less for us. That's my assumption of what they mean by that. Now, as far as the environmental racism, I'm really not sure what that means. I don't really know what that means. When they said it last night, I kind of furrowed my brow and said, yeah, I'm not really following that one either. But, you know, Chet, it's all race now. It has to be race. There's got to be race injected into everything.
But it's getting old, you know, and when your explanation of economic racism is probably right. That's what she means. But, I mean, we've moved forward as a country. And, you know, the other part of this whole thing is, racism comes from all sides and all gamuts. It doesn't just come from white people.
Of course.
And that's what I'm most upset about when they talk about it in the fashion that they do, because they don't look at their side and say there's an issue, that there's not an issue when a Trump supporter, a 16-year-old kid, gets a soda thrown in his face, or someone gets drug out of his car and beat, or somebody gets their tires slashed because they have a Trump sticker,
right,
or somebody gets accosted at a college campus because he's working for Turning Point USA. They don't say anything about that. And any examples that they bring up. I haven't heard them bring any examples up of Trump supporters attacking people of color. Have you?
No, because they consider that justified. If somebody wearing a Trump hat is assaulted in a restaurant, that's justified because he's a racist. He actually is a supporter of Trump, or she, so that makes them a target. I don't know if you saw Rob Reiner, the great Rob Reiner. He tweeted out, I think it was yesterday, he said that anybody who's a supporter of Trump has to be a racist. So if you're a Trump supporter, according to Rob Reiner, and we've all watched Rob Reiner throughout the years, we're racist. So if you are someone who believes in America first and a lot of the policies that Trump believes in, then you by, you know, ipso facto, by de facto, you are now a racist, which to me is a complete insult. Totally.
So Rob Reiner, so you tell me Rob Reiner, as an upper echelon Hollywood liberal white man, can call a black Trump supporter like Candace Owens a racist.
Apparently.
That is the definition of insanity.
It's absolutely. And but let me ask you this question. Let me ask you one more question, Chad, and I'll ask everybody else out there if you want to ponder this one. And this bothers me because the whole reparations deal, and that was a big thing that they talked about for a little bit last night as well, and more than half of the panel was full-fledged ahead with full-fledged reparations and wanting us to pay money.
Oh, yeah.
To who, I don't know, how much, I don't know, but I'm curious because this is a pet peeve of mine. I'm sick of paying a good chunk of my money to taxes, as I'm sure everybody else is. If they try to grab X percent more money out of my paycheck to pay for something that happened almost 200 years ago and beyond, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to stop working or I'm not filing taxes anymore. They can come and lock me up. I'm drawing a line in the sand on that. Period.
Lee, I'm with you. We've already paid reparations, and I'm going to say this as nice as I possibly care. It's called welfare.
That's
my opinion.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you for weighing in out there in Long Island. If there's anybody else out there who thinks differently, let me know. Or even thinks the same, let me know. But I'm not going to be responsible for something that happened a couple of centuries ago that I would have fought next to you to prevent. Right? I would fight side by side with you to prevent slavery. I would have. I know it with a clear conscience, I'll say that. So I'm not going to pay for something that I had nothing to do with, and you cannot, you will not and you cannot force me to do it. And I know that I think that's a million miles away from where we are right now, but just the idea that they're talking about it, and they're talking about it almost every single time they have either debate or some kind of a town hall or a round table or whatever it is, it's bothersome to me because it puts me on the... I don't want to be on the defensive for something that I didn't do. And I don't want to come off sounding like, oh my God, he doesn't want to pay reparations. He must be racist. Impossible. No, it's not impossible. I'm not paying for something that happened six generations ago or eight generations ago that my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather did something hideous or stupid. I'm not saying that they did. I have no idea. I have no idea what my ancestors did. But just the same, most people don't have any idea what their ancestors did, and the idea that you're going to be asked to pay for something that happened, like I said, a couple centuries ago is just completely unfair. All right, a couple things about last night. You know, as I was listening to this, and I talked about this earlier this morning, my wife is not a political junkie, right? She could really... I mean, she cares about the country very much, very passionately. She's very patriotic, but she's not sitting in front of the television watching Fox News or CNN. That's not her thing. But last night we were watching the debate. We happened to be watching. I got home after here, and we took the dog for a walk, and I had it on the phone, and we were listening, and then came back home and started watching it again. And Elizabeth Warren was spewing her garbage about all the things that she was going to give away. And my wife just sat there dumbfounded. She's like, wait a second. So this woman wants to pay everybody's education, pay everybody's health care, pay everybody's this, pay everybody's that, and she's going to do it by taking 2 cents out of a dollar for everybody making over $50 million. And then she looked at me and she says, is that even possible? I'm like, of course not. It's not possible. It's impossible. What's going to end up happening, even if they were to implement it, it would end up falling on the laps of the middle class, as it always does. But the idea that she is so far out on the left, she and Bernie are so willing to give away everything, and essentially buy your vote, which is what they're trying to, what those two are trying to do that in the biggest way. And I thought it was interesting last night as the moderates, you want to call them moderates, tried to push back. See, now, you know, when Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are doing their thing, they're doing their dance, right? They're doing their money dancing. You know, I thought it was deplorable. So I'll use that word. When she made that little money sign, remember she made that little money sign when she was talking to the guy who, I think it was, I'm trying to think who it was, but he's worth over $50 million, and she made the little money sign like she wants some of his. I mean, to me, that is about as rude as you can get, to think that this is a guy who is an entrepreneur and works his rear end off. You have no idea what he gives as far as of his money, his wealth to charity. What do you give to charity? That's my question. These people, they demonize folks who are successful, and they do it over and over again to the point where most of America says, yeah, that's a rich guy. That must be bad. No, rich guys are not bad. Rich guys create wealth. They get jobs done and actually create jobs. Anyway, I got to take a break. We'll come back. Up next, Tommy Vinion from the Heritage Foundation. We will get his breakdown on last night's debate and talk to him about what he expects tonight. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you struggling to make the minimum payments? There are ways to get out of debt, but the credit card companies don't want you to know about it. Debt relief programs through United Debt Counselors can help people like you get out of credit card debt and put you on the path of debt freedom with just one low monthly payment program. Get started right now and call United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. Get rid of the stress of struggling to make that monthly payment. High interest rates will be a thing of the past, and chances are you won't have to pay the entire amount you owe. United Debt Counselors has helped thousands of people reduce more than $160 million of debt. You have a right to settle your debt for less than what you owe. You won't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Get started reducing your debt now. Get free information today by calling United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. United Debt Counselors, not available in all states.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm a capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also has the right to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about 9 times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And he is our go-to guy. He's right down on Capitol Hill as we speak. Last night, again, he was taking notes for the debate. Tonight, he's doing the same, getting ready to rock and roll. Tommy Binion, down there from the Heritage Foundation. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing mighty fine. I hope you are.
We are. We're doing great. So I'm sure last night, man, you were locked and loaded, taking notes and all that goes along with that as far as the big debate. Correct.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting because it's the future of the Democratic platform. It's the policies they're going to be pursuing, and then it's the personality clash. So of course I was watching, and I'll be watching tonight.
Okay, I took away a couple things. Number one, and we were talking about this off the air, I thought the moderators did a pretty good job. I thought they were on point, and they kept it moving, which isn't always easy. Now, the other part of that is that the format's very difficult. We got 10 people up there on stage. So as they whittle these people down, we'll get more substance. But I got to ask you, first of all, about Elizabeth Warren. I mean, it was driving me nuts. She was promising the moon, the stars, and all that goes along with that, and never once explained how she was going to pay for it, and even afterwards, when Matthews pressed her, she gave us nothing.
Right. Well, keep in mind, a guy like you who cares about how we're going to pay for things is not her primary audience. Last night, it was clear she was trying to capture the heart of the Democratic Party, which is the far left. She was saying, I am the candidate that is going to shoot for the moon and the stars and the sun. I am the one that's going to give it to you. She wanted to be that bold progressive. And there is, you know, she was challenged on this, too, and that makes beating Donald Trump a lot harder. But she's not running in the moderate lane. She's running on the far left. And so what she's going to be proposing are the big ticket items, publicly provided health care, the cancellation of student loans. Those are the things that the far left progressives want, and that's what she intends to give them.
That average person who's out there listening and catches the debate last night, I mean, are they wowed by some things that she says? Are they like, man, I like that, I like that idea, pay for my health care, pay for my student debt, and they don't care what me and you say. They hear what she says, and they fall for it. Like, they fall for it all the time with politicians.
Well, yeah, so she is trying to, I don't want to use the word pander, although I think it would be accurate. She's trying to appeal to certain voters, and she doesn't care what you and I think. If you don't have a college degree, or if you have already paid off your student loans, she's not trying to appeal to you with cancellation of student debt. She's trying to appeal to a very specific person, and she's hoping the people who that's going to raise taxes on aren't paying attention. If you're happy with your health care, if you like the health insurance that you already have, she's going to make it illegal, but she's hoping you're not paying attention, and she's hoping the only people paying attention are those that want the government to come in and provide their health care for them. So, you know, it is a Democratic primary, so we've already cut the electorate in half, and now she's only trying to appeal to the far left. That's her primary lane that she's in. So, yeah. But that is why you saw the moderates last night, people like Tim Ryan, making the electability case. She may be able to win the Democratic primary, and that it may be true that she has no chance at the general because of this phenomenon that we're talking about now.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation joins us, and we appreciate his time, as always, breaking down last night's debate, and maybe segue into tonight's debate here in just a second. But you got Bernie and you got Elizabeth Warren way out there on the left-hand side of that tree, almost tipping it over, and the rest trying to pull them back. But the rest don't have the star power that Bernie or Elizabeth Warren have. So they're peacocking their way, you know, through this thing, and the rest are kind of getting laid to waste, correct?
I think that's right. It's a huge field. There's 20 of them. And, you know, 5, 6, 7 stars is a lot of people with high name ID. The rest of the field is really suffering, lagging behind. You know, the DNC intends to cull this field by the time they get to the debates in the fall. But you just can't have 20 people that are household names. You know, it's just impossible. So I think that that's what's happening. But that's what these debates are. These debates are a street brawl for those last few spots in people's brains available for the names of politicians.
Yeah, fair enough. What about tonight? So is it everybody ganging up on Joe tonight? Is that the deal?
Maybe so, yeah. I mean, he's got a lot to prove on his own right. It's almost Joe versus himself. He has got to have a strong performance. He has got to prove that in 2019 and 2020, you know, he has an appeal other than just his name ID. He's got to do better tonight than he did in the last debate. I think the rest of the field will gang up on him. I'm expecting Kamala Harris to have another big night, and I'm expecting her to take another shot at Joe Biden. So we'll see what happens there.
All right, Tommy. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, pal. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. We always appreciate him joining us and taking time out to actually do that. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bro.